Meek Mill gets dumped. No, actually, Meek Mill gets jumped. DeMario gets dumped. And BET 2017, all coming up. Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
No, Meek Mill did not get jumped. He got his boys and all his goons to jump Safari. Did you see that? Jesse, I don't even want to interrupt all of that that's going on. Did you see the video of Safari?
Did I? Honey, first of all, I was invited to go to that situation. I was like, y'all, here's the thing. We can't be out here saying, like, you put the biggest celebrity on a flyer when it ain't really got to do with that celebrity. Anyways, Angel Brinks had a fashion show on the floor of Penthouse, where Little Kim was sitting in a folding chair on the floor of Penthouse.
Did you see her outfit, though? I'm like, who is Lil' Kim's stylist?
Well, she had on, like, face, this... Lil' Kim looks cute, actually.
That,
I mean,
the
I wasn't here
that
for the
she
outfit.
Wore to the fashion show.
I think it was
show.
Probably Angel Brinks, to be quite honest. And my friend was like, did you see Angel's clothing line? It was everything. And I was like...
Okay.
All right. But I did see the video. So, apparently, what happened was Safari's leaving Penthouse in West Hollywood, and... Meek Mill and his crew drives up. Meek opens the door and, like, steps towards Safari. Safari sees Meek and was like, oh, shit, and runs across the street, which I was just kind of like, dang, you ran like that?
No, I feel like when I was watching the video, it seemed that he knew something was up. Oh. And then once he saw Meek, he was like, oh, yeah, something's definitely up. And, like, kudos to him. Like, I'm not
Could've
about to just
him, like,
sit there and get jumped. Like, even if there wasn't any weapons involved, what the heck would
like,
that look like?
Meek, why are you... Do that to Nas. I dare you. You won't. Go do that to Nas. Like, you out here doing to Safari, like, for what? For what? You... took the girl. Like, why are you mad at Safari? Like, this isn't fucking Maury, Meek. Like, you're fucking weak, Meek. Mm. Boo.
Did you see the picture that Safari posted with Remy Ma?
Uh-uh.
So, it...
After the jump?
No, I think this was before. He posted a picture on Instagram, and it says, it's with Remy. It says, it's my time. You hating on me. Get in line, son. And then he mentioned Remy Ma. Hashtag stunt gang. Hashtag Safari. Mm.
I mean, I like Safari. I heard some real tea that he be out here on the DL scene. I was like, oh, okay. Sip, sip, sip. Sip, sip, bish. But some other tea happened with this whole little Kim thing. So apparently it's BET Award weekend. You know what I mean? So just the outfits are out. The ratchetness is out. I can't imagine you live downtown too. This is what you've been seeing. Mm-hmm. But so Lil Kim apparently rented property this weekend, right? And
wait, can she afford to? Because didn't she just get taken to court for some unpaid expenses?
Girl, listen to this. So she rented the property over the weekend. Then today was like, oh, you know what? The property wasn't what I wanted it to be, so I want my money back. And they were like, well, bitch, you stayed here.
Right.
You should have said that at the beginning. So they were like, sorry, we can't give you your money back. So then... there was this big argument between Kim's team and the hotel, and police came, but then they were like, this is a civil situation, so, like, we can't, whatever. Then, all of a sudden, at 4 a.m., a group of armed robbers with ski masks broke in, took Kim's deposit check and cash for costing over $20,000, and also slashed some tires and stole a hubcap.
So Lil Kim sent in some people to rob the place and get her money back because she was told no.
Because she
and it's ridiculous because you know what, Lil Kim, you shouldn't be trying to get property that you can't afford. Live below your means,
like,
honey.
Like, just because you are nominated for a BET award, like, if you can't afford to come, like, you don't come.
I mean, Beyonce never shows up.
Send a videotape. Clearly they play those. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's Cardi B's year because she out here. I'm just like, why are you... You're too... No, Kim, you're too old for that. Like, if you have anything to do with that, like... Which I'm just like... you know what I mean? It's all allegedly. But I'm just saying, if you okayed that, go that, girl. Like, we too old out here to be doing all that. But I will say, Kim is going to be honoring Prodigy, who passed away this past week due to sickle cell anemia that they're thinking So that's cool that BT rushed that together. On another, just to get like the negativity or the sadness out, Kiki Wyatt took to social media this week to say that her child is was diagnosed with cancer and will be having to cut her hair. And so Kiki's like preparing social media for that. She didn't say which daughter it was, but she's just putting it out there. So
I wish them a speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. It's never
a good thing.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to do too much on it because I'm like, why is this in the newspaper? Why is this? Well, no, it wasn't in the newspaper. It was on a blog. But remember the Diddy's group, DaBand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they had this girl, Sarah Stokes, the R&B singer.
Right.
So she has always talked about how she was in an abusive relationship, and she kind of talked about how her dad was like sexually molested her when he was younger. She was younger. So now apparently there's this whole thing about his trial that's going to be released. It's a documentary about her and her father's relationship and all these like child sex situations going on. I'm just like, oh my god, there's a lot of tea, girl. Like, that's why, is that why the group didn't work? Like, you was out here doing them all. Like,
that's crazy.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, because she was following me for a while, and I was like, hey, and she was on this weird reality show, and it was just kind of like, you ever see a soul and you're just like, oh, I want to help you, but I know if I come in your world, like, I might start doing heroin.
Right.
I'm just like, let me not do that.
So Kim K made $14 million in what, 14 minutes?
Did she? That contouring kit. She's like, hi, Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever.
I watched some YouTube reviews about it, and it seems that it's all right.
It's not. I don't think it's like with the lipstick. It's like, obviously, you can do, you know what I mean? You can make that work. But it's like the contouring. If you don't really know how to contour.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a cute idea, whatnot. Did the colors look cool? Like,
it was okay. I mean, the deep shade was pretty deep. Uh-huh. So, what's next for us?
Well, so Kim, basically, Twitter's really upset because they feel that Kim K, they found out that Kim and Kanye got a surrogate. And, well, Beyonce fans feel like she's just saying this to steal the light from
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's to steal. I think it's to definitely catch the wave and the ride of baby conversation. And obviously, surrogate and Beyonce in the same sentence has been a conversation for how many years? So I'm just kind of like, I don't think that Kim's doing it. What do you think, though, as far as them getting a surrogate? Like,
I think it's great. Like, it, however you need to conceive a child, well, she won't be conceiving it herself, but however, if you want another child and you are unable to do it, then do what you have to do so that you can have that life. I'm totally for whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, what works for your family.
I do, you know what I mean? Like, go for it. I just always question, like, is that baby going to be like the Kanye? You know what I mean? Because, like, I always think it's interesting, like, when a mother has a child and I feel like you have a connection with the kid when the child's inside of you.
Right.
So this child won't really have that. I don't know, and I would just am interested to see artistically where that takes them. Speaking of Remy Ma, though, shout out to her because she's about to start a fund. Last season on Love and Hip Hop, she talked about her problem with like having babies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's creating a fund to help women who can't.
Nice.
So have that conversation with some kids and whatnot. But what I really want to get into is this. The Bachelorette tea. You know we've been talking about it, Bachelor in Paradise, so DeMario's not coming back.
Right, and they didn't invite Corinne back either, right?
Mm-hmm, honey. And they're saying that 100% it falls on the producer because the producer never really should have. The producer was too nervous, and they lose a lot of producers, which makes me feel like when I watch that show Unreal, that shit's, like, legit.
Right.
But the real tea, because I know you didn't hear this. So, Leah Block. She was on Ben's season 20.
I would have to see her face.
Well, so she was watching The Bachelorette, and she tweeted, I'm watching Bachelorette ABC, and my roommate sat down and asked, what is this, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Oh, that's so shady.
Ha, 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 ha. Twitter went back and was really upset with Leah for saying this. And Rachel basically tweeted out, well, let me know if she wants to meet Lee, because Lee had his little racial situation on her show or whatnot. Block took to Facebook, and I gotta pull it up because I was just like, you know, I hear a lot of fuck shit in my life here at BHO, but like this one was like, girl, who told you to write this? Hold up, let me pull it up. I'm gonna read it like her too. The tweet came from a place that humored the failure of representation of minorities in reality TV and belittled the significance of Rachel's presence on the show. I acknowledge that entertaining this kind of humor is passive and careless actions that stifles the progress of black community has made in television and continue to make this in this industry. It is vitally important to prioritize these experiences and help destroy the oppressive forces that threaten minority communities. My tweet did neither of those things, and I see that's a personal failure. In my initial Twitter responses to concerned Bachelor Nation fans, I was defensive. The attacks directed at me felt to be responses to the epidemic of injustice we had towards individuals of marginalized identities, especially the black community. I accept responsibility for my ignorance, and as I move forward, I will engage in these issues so I can become an informed ally who had never considered that tweet to be funny in the first place. All right. I'm going to keep it real with y'all right now. Like, I'm not gonna sit up here and try to do all this. So Ashley ain't in the room right now, so I'm just sitting up here. We both had some rough days today, okay? And we're gonna do this. We gonna get through this goddamn show. So I'm gonna release a lot of energy right now because she done left me, and that's cool. So I hope my lovely engineer got my camera right on me, right, Neil? Thank you. All right, so here's what I'm gonna say, girl. That is the most bullshit. Like, you wrote two paragraphs. Who the fuck did that, girl? Like, what is your PR saying to you? Like, at least, like, when you ever copied something in school, like, don't you, like, try to make it sound like you wrote it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you up here talking about, I'm my roommate and loving hip-hop, like, and then all of a sudden you're gonna put out, like, the Declaration of Independence in 19... Like, girl, what I'm gonna need you to do is to retract that entire statement and go on, like, YouTube or whatever the fuck, that Twitter, wherever, and just come out and say, I'm sorry. That was racist of me. I'm sorry. That sounded crazy. Like, then you're gonna come out here with it. That whole response to me just sounded insane. All right, then we get Portia. Ooh, girl. Portia, so basically, Nene, we told you she got her part-time job back. She's going to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's super excited about it. She's so excited about it. Apparently, the bitch did a photo shoot. She did a photo shoot. She did a peach. All this kind of stuff. I filled them in on all of our tea today, girl. I was like, we just had a hot mess of a day, y'all. So that's why the show late. That's why we be in a hot mess today. And it's fine because, you know what I mean? And I just went in on the entire Bachelor thing. But what I'm going to just recap you, because I just need you to understand what this bitch said. She said the love and hip hop thing. Yeah. And then came back with a 2-paragraph response about how that quote was was stemmed from the fact that there is a failure in representation of black people on TV, and that's why she had did the quote. She thought it was poking fun at that, not to diminish Rachel's being on the show.
That's shady, and that is so ridiculous. And Rachel was doing such a great job as the first black bachelorette. I feel some kind of way that I even have to say that this is the first black bachelorette, but she's doing an incredible job.
How did you feel about her little breakdown on the show? Did you see it this past week about having to beat, like, the pressures of...
Because it's so much pressure. I feel like just as a black woman, you already have so many, like, things that people expect you to live up to, and people are so nitpicky, like if your hair isn't done perfectly or if your makeup is not done perfectly. So I know that she's feeling the pressure because, you know, all eyes are on her. Did y'all see that movie?
Didn't. Wait for Redbox.
Well, they did, like, make a lot of money. But anyway, I digress. No, Rachel was doing a great job, and kudos to her. Like, I feel bad.
She responded back. She said...
Rachel responded back?
She said...
Rachel did?
Uh-huh. She said, let me know if she wants to meet Lee. That racist guy. I liked it. It was cute. Again, just in Rachel's...
Like, where does she get love and hip-hop from? Because people are standing up for themselves, and they...
Let's not give love and hip-hop that. You're saying that because you see black people on television.
But I'm also saying that to say that a lot of the black men, they have even expressed on the show, like, I'm being shown as, like, this angry black person, and I'm just passionate about these lies that are being,
like,
told on me.
Eric, right?
Yeah.
Eric versus what's that guy when he was just sitting down in the chair?
But
like,
even this last episode, even this last episode, and they gave little snippets of, like, him having, like, a... someone hit him in the face and he was bleeding. So, like, even the black men on the show are like, look, like, I don't want to be portrayed as this angry person. Like, I am articulate. I am here for the right reasons. Yet, that's what the pigeonhole that they put me in. Mm-hmm. So, girl, you better sit down.
DeMario's out here talking about that he had to quit Bachelors in Paradise because he's suffering from anxiety. I don't believe that.
But I'm pretty sure you're also suffering from a lack of money. So what's your next venture?
Well,
because we all know.
He said he's ditching reality TV personality and he's going to basically join us here. He's going to be a host and personality.
We called that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. But DeMario, I don't necessarily think that anyone... I mean, I think that he has the look and he has the presence. But after doing this reality... I don't know if anybody don't want to mess with him.
Yeah, that's more so what it is. Because it's like, if you don't get picked up right now,
then you're
this
done.
Is the only buzz you have. If you don't get picked up right now, you're always going to be, oh, that's the rapey guy from that Bachelor show.
And then the fact
Which
that he's
sucks,
no longer
but,
a part of the show, yeah. to me is like, did it? What really went down? Mm-hmm. Because if they were to be like, okay,
no,
invite both of them back.
I think he shouldn't have. I think it's smart for him because I think what they did was destroy his character.
But like, he needs to clean up his character yeah. because we already didn't like him from what he tried to do with Rachel, like do to Rachel. Mm-hmm. So we need to see some kind of
maybe
go like
on the real world.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why? That's gross.
Wait, did you see now they're doing Battle of the Network Stars?
Have That's ridiculous. Like, I'm so sick of this. But maybe that it's a niche. People watch it.
Yeah, I know. But then I'm also looking at TV and I'm like, looking at all these game shows and all these like big TV celebrities who now have to host these game shows. And I'm like, are we really here? Like, we're here. Like, this is like back in, you saw Feud with Joan Crawford and Betty Davis, and how they were talking about, like, how there's so little roles that people had to go to TV, or, like, and then Jerry Seinfeld's talking about how, like, in the 90s, TV was this, like, glamorous place to be, and now we just treat TV like, just keep them entertained, just put whatever on the fucking TV. We're watching a show about Shazam, like, we're sitting here, like...
Oh my gosh, that Jamie Foxx show?
Actually, I will give this show, The Gong Show. I was horrified that it was coming back, and I found myself, and I was high, but I found myself, like, dying laughing.
It's pretty much The White Apollo.
Yeah,
it is.
Except I feel like the Apollo is actually, like, they're looking for talent. Like, the point is to be talented. This, The Gong Show is like, come on here, and if you can pull off the craziest, like, whack-a-boo, like, this bitch put a spider in her fucking mouth.
I saw the preview.
And played the harmonica.
Like, is it her pet spider?
Girl, she had the spider for like a year or 2 years or something. She's like, we've just been trying, like... These people who chewed on bananas and kept spitting it back from their mouths won. And it was with the guys from The Hangover. But it was entertaining. It was entertaining. But then it just put me in this perspective, like, where are we in fucking television? So NeNe did this photo shoot for her new part-time job. And what did you think of the shoot?
I mean...
I'm not here for the open tit.
Over photoshopped is... That's one. And that's pretty much all I took away from it. It's like, honey... Can we get an unedited version? I would appreciate it so much more. Like, I just truly don't understand why. We talked about this last week with Kim K.
Get the contouring kit, girl. Get Kim's contouring kit. Put that on your... Is Kim's thing like one of the... Have you ever seen those contouring things where it's like plastic and you put it on your face and then you pull it off and then you...
No, it's actually like you get...
It's like little...
Yeah, container. So you get like a brush. There's like a solid... It looks like a pen. I'm just trying to do my best to explain it to you. It's like a pen, and on either side, you have a brush, and then you have, like, a sponge. So those are the tools that you use. And then you have another stick, and on either side, you have your dark, like, your different shades for the contouring. Mm. So it's three all together. You get your tool, and then you get, like, a highlight, and then you get your deep tones that you can use. So it's like a sculpting kit.
Okay. How many? You watched a couple of them?
Yeah, I've watched them.
Did anyone, like, nail it?
No, everyone just, it's mixed reviews. It's like, okay, this is good, but first of all, the packaging is horrible. Like, it literally just comes in as, like, a Ziploc bag, but it's pink, pretty much. And so everyone was like, because I believe the contouring kit is $48, and they're like, for $48, why
like
is
Kylie's
this?
Like, Kylie's lipstick is, like, that dripping with the, that's
well,
cute.
The one that they did together with Kim and Kylie, the lip kit thing, it's cute. It wasn't a lip kit, it's just three different shades of nude. But not for us dark girls. just watched a review about, and no, it's not for us, but you can make it work. But a lot of people were saying, you know what, it's a waste of money.
Like, because if you're spending that amount of money, yeah, and then you have to buy something else to make it work, it's like, well, what's the point?
So, I mean, but good for her. Like, I really feel that
$14 million.
$14 million, that's a lot of money. She has a lot of the, I would say, 16 to 22 age range fan base. So that's where she's getting all her money.
And the fact that she did that in a season that's not even like a present season, like Christmas or like, you know what I mean? Go ahead, girl.
But that just proves how, what kind of society we live in.
Mm-hmm. We live in the Real Housewives of Atlanta society, because so basically Portia was on her Dish Nation and
throwing all kind of shade.
But I mean, what's his name really set her up for it? Ricky Smiley?
No, not Ricky, Gary.
Oh, wait, Gary, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, Gary always set people up for everything.
Girl, you know I was saying.
And then it was like a pause. Yep. And he was like, and then. And I was like, yes, Gary.
Yeah. But basically Portia came out to say, you know, I'm glad NeNe got her job back. A photo shoot, all this, all that. I'm glad. I'm happy for her. So NeNe posted a picture talking about, we like to keep them talking. Hashtag the threat. Hashtag queen. Hashtag they bothered. Hashtag eat my peach bitch. Hashtag photo shoot that killed.
It didn't.
Did.
And if it did kill, you still dead.
She only talk. She ain't on Twitter talking about you. She talking about you because she has a job. And other than Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
And was asked that question.
I mean, it was a classy clap. Well, it wasn't really a clap back, but it was a classy read. Because I agree. Like, I'm happy that she finally has another job. You know what? She was tooting her horn too much. And at one point, she did have, like, 5 jobs. And she was on Broadway. And it's like, wow, you're on Broadway. That's such a huge
accomplishment. But if I'm looking at all 5 of these things, and you're Broadway, you're TV, you're... I don't know if you've ever done a movie. But, like, if I'm watching all these, and every time I watch the character, it's you. Like, I've never watched that and been like, dang, NeNe really did. Like, I felt like she was Cinderella's mother.
Right. Well, I don't really think that she has any range, but...
But she's an actress. She claims to be an actress. And remember I said Scream Queens? So she was originally up for the role of... That's what it was. She was up for the role of NeNe Nash.
Oh, she would have did good.
Instead, they picked NeNe Nash, which...
And it's probably they chose NeNe Nash because NeNe Nash has experience. And, like, but then again, NeNe Leakes was on that one show, Glee. Was it Glee?
Yeah. Yeah. But I could have actually given her the Scream Queens.
Yeah.
Well, I could have seen her playing that cop because it was campy and, like, it's just, it's NeNe Leakes dressed as a cop. Like,
right.
I wouldn't have been that mad at it. So, we'll see what happens with all this drama, because especially with now NeNe coming in with Phaedra, what happened?
No, I just thought about it. We're not in Reality X or Check yet, right?
Well, we're about to get.
So, did you hear what Kodak Black said?
No, what?
First of all, I didn't know. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I am not as cool as I pretend to be. Well, actually, I don't pretend to be cool because I'm not. So, I didn't know, like, who Kodak Black was. But I recognize him from, like, different blogs and stuff that I look at or whatever. But
I thought he was a camera when I first saw him.
The way he looked, I wasn't trying to figure out what his name was because I didn't care.
He looked like a June bug.
Or diarrhea.
On the poop. Shit you can't scoop.
He said he was talking about... He was on... I don't know what he was on. Instagram Live. Whatever feed where you can, like, look at whatever. And then people can comment. he pretty much said that he's not... He doesn't like black women. Was like, well, you know, Kiki is pretty cute. I bag her, but I don't really like black women all like that.
Because you like delusional white women who just see black skin and are like, yes, dick and money.
Do you look in the mirror? Like, let's just go to Exhibit A.
Yeah, but like, we live in a world where men can be ugly and be like, Lil Wayne was out here.
But you gotta be ugly and rich, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, even, like, yeah, you do.
Because, like, the most unattractive... Well, see, I think Seal is so handsome. I do. Like, I see past all of that.
I see past that, too, and still.
Aww. Well, that's, like... There are some other people who I just was like, wow, money is the only reason why.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Being the top ever. There was a time in my life, like, I never thought Lil Wayne was hot. But there was a time, it was like when he came out with that song, What About Love? That whatever, that one, Alone, or something like that. It was a mix.
I thought that was Celine Dion.
Well, it was. He remixed it. No, it was Heart, but he remixed the song. And so I remember it was like this mixtape time, and I was looking at him. He started like really popping. I'm like, there's something about his little lean self and them dreads, you know what I mean? Like, oh, when he did the Pussy Monster song, be like, Lil Wayne looked like he could eat some good pussy. But then it's like when you turn them lights on and you see like the fucking
like the
dinosaur
predator
from fucking
Jurassic Park.
Like, no. No, just give me that money and I'm peace out, A-Town down. So yeah, reality X Kodak Black, sir, sit down somewhere. Reality checking, Misty Copeland will be on round 3 of the competition World of Dance with Jennifer Lopez on July 18th and 25th, and they'll announce the winner who will get a $1 million prize. So shout out to Misty just being out there and getting a little shine. Who I'm going to reality X is Mariah Carey. So Will Ferrell,
what's she done did?
Girl, Will Ferrell.
Oh,
has
and
that
I'm
house
so
movie
happy Will said something. Yep. I'm like, finally, someone who the rest of America won't question their insanity or their sanity. I'm sorry. Finally, we have somebody who is coming out to say Mariah Carey is bananas. And I totally, yes, you're a diva, but at some point it becomes just too bitchy.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, no one's checking for you right now.
Like, she had a walk-on role for this movie, The House, and it's with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, and it looks really fun or whatever. So they had this little role for her to be herself and come film it.
Emphasis on little role, but it was a really big paycheck. She got like over $20,000 to do it, and it was literally like 3 minutes.
And they're not going to use it.
Nope. Good.
Yep. I love it. Like, here, take your money, bitch. Bye. Now we'll just let everyone know how big of a diva you are. You won't be in the movie because guess what? It's not that serious.
Nope.
And what they really should do is replace and get Ariana Grande to do it, whatever it was. You want
no,
J-Lo. Oh! Oh! My. Will Ferrell, edit it before it comes out. If Jennifer...
I would die.
If that would be, honestly, that would be legendary shade. Like, that would be iconic Hollywood shade if they took Jennifer Lopez and J-Lo did that role. And they paid her more.
Yeah, pay her more. I would be so for it. So, and another thing that I'm
Mariah, you're done. You're done.
I reality check that. I also reality check Al Sharpton and all of his selfies.
I like,
listen, let that man live his life, okay? Let him live. And he can, I just think it is so hilarious, but
it's like looking at your uncle. Like,
did you see him dancing recently?
Girl, I'm like, there's a fan page for all of his things, and I am obsessed.
I'm like, when did this personality like surface? Like, I don't even understand.
He seems like the kind, like, now that he knows he gets the attention for it, like, this is all we're gonna see from
right. I'm like, can we take you seriously now?
Showing nipples and shit.
I am so happy for him.
Did you see the fucking Donald Trump tennis picture?
No.
Oh my!
What do you mean? What tennis picture?
Can you pull that up? I think just type in like Donald Trump diaper tennis picture. You didn't see this?
No, but I saw the parade. It was a float of Donald Trump with his pants down, and everyone, you can go and kick it. And so everyone was saying, like, it's un-American and it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. Wait, is this real?
Yes.
This is not real. Y'all, why Trump got a badunk, though?
Type, no, it's not that one. Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, my God. No,
Trump,
I got to see that
tennis
again.
Trump playing tennis.
That's ridiculous. Y'all, have y'all seen this picture?
I mean, maybe it is Photoshop.
I think it's Photoshop.
It's really going around, and someone took this and edited it onto the Al Sharpton one of him.
No, I'm about to see that and do it again. Like,
there it is, right there.
No. Y'all, look at this picture. Yes, booty. I just cannot stand him as president of the United States ever, but as a personality, he is so messy. And just yes, like some, I just love him,
like,
as a personality.
Look at this running our country. She thick, y'all.
She real thick.
She competing with Hillary Clinton.
How do you think that the BET Awards will be this year? I didn't do the carpet.
Because 104 degrees.
But no, listen, because you want to know something?
What?
I didn't do the carpet specifically for that reason. And now these mofos, it's like they have air conditioning. This year is the first year. I've done it, like, what, the past 2 years, and you did it before that. And it was always, we were dripping in sweat.
Horrible.
Like, it was gross to the point where we would be on the carpet. And then when the people, the celebrities finally start arriving, we look like we just went swimming. It's so gross.
And then the celebrities don't want to stop because it's hot. And they just be like, oh,
we didn't have no water. They didn't provide us with water on the carpet. Mm-hmm.
Them Golden Globes be having the best carpet.
But now I was looking at the carpet and it's like air conditioned. It's shaded. They got, some person was like, it was so cold, I had to put a jacket on. I said, where?
But you know what? Get it, glad y'all trying to get it together.
I am,
because it really, like, y'all be thinking like red, like, because I know growing up, like, I used to think like the red carpet,
it's so
like,
glamorous.
Yes, I'm now I'd be like Hollywood.
No.
Mm-hmm, honey,
and no,
it be like people be and smelling,
then they don't want to stop for you, so you like, excuse. Christina, she's like, it's too hot. And I'm like, girl, I know.
And then you sitting over here, like, you're sweating, dripping, like, trying to ask a question. You're like, hopefully my pits don't smell right now. Like, and I'm sitting
And you still trying to be cute, too?
And then they are feeling questionable, because then, like, their weave starts sweating out or something. And then they feel crazy, like, they're crazy on camera. And it's just
and
hot.
And sometimes they do. Uh-huh. And I be having to be like,
sometimes those
we
don't,
gonna get you together.
They don't make
you
it
do
to
this.
The YouTube, you know what I mean? But that's fine. That's another story.
That's another story.
But shout out to BET, because I will be checking it out. Also, shout out to Famously Single, which is coming back tonight. I'm very excited. Season 2.
Are you excited about that?
I am, because I host the after show on AfterBuzz, which we aren't doing this week. We will start it up next week. We're gonna do a double episode, and we should definitely start a hashtag, because I'm trying to get on season 3. Because Dr. Darcy said
you want to be on Famously Single.
I didn't want to, but then I was talking to Dr. Darcy at.
I was there with you.
Oh, yeah. And she was like, you should do season 3. And then, all of a sudden, last week, a few of y'all were like, started this whole thing to her to try and get me on season 3. And I was like, you know what? My love life is a hot fucking mess right now. Like, maybe I just need some... Not that I'm trying to go on Famously Single to be in a relationship. I just need to talk to... I think I need to talk to a therapist. I need to clear some things out when it comes to love.
I mean, no shade to you, of course, but like... Famously Single, these people aren't famous necessarily. Like Chad, I am a huge fan of Chad.
Oh no, this season's got New York.
Like, I didn't know that New York was part of the cast. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh no, she wasn't there, but she is part of the cast.
Oh, see, but none of the people who were there, I didn't recognize anyone but Chad. And Chad was
Ronnie
on.
Ronnie from Jersey Shore?
No, I can do without.
Yeah, but I'll give him that. The Wang daughter, like.
No, I can do without all of them.
They tried it with that
one. They should have just had it just be New York. And I thought she was coming out with a reality show.
Well, that was probably it. Sip on that one. What else is... there's no Real Housewives of Potomac this week, and the reunion's going to be starting back up. But did you hear about 50 Cent?
What
And what
part?
He said about marriage. So basically, he came out to say, I don't feel negative about it. Tradition kind of trains women to do different things. He goes on to say that marriage would have to be based on the woman's religious beliefs. Outside of that, it's a bad contract. If it means something to her, then it's different. Other than that, it's a business deal and not a good one. I'm not fully mad at it. Like, because he's basically admitting, like, to him, he's clearly not a religious person. And he's basically saying, like, I'm not religious, so if it's important to her, fine. And I love her, and she's religious, cool. But, like, other than that, us tying together and saying, oh, we're going to spend the rest of our life, like, legally, he's saying, like, it's just kind of isn't the best I mean, he deals with contracts all the time. It ain't the best one. He want to keep all his money. He don't want no girl that's going to, like... But to fall in love with someone who is religious and understands what marriage is... Because I think we live in a world that marriage is not what marriage used to be 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of think that's, I wish he worded it a little differently, but I think that's where his mindset of it is. And that's kind of sad too, because it's kind of like that we live in a generation where it gets to the thought of like, is marriage really it? Like, marriage is like a letdown now. Like, marriage used to be like,
ah. Yeah, I mean, I think that it all depends on the individual and like the couple. Because some people don't aspire to get married.
No, I know, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, whatever your views are, as long as your partner agrees and there's some kind of compromise, and go for it. I'm not mad at what he said.
Go for it.
Go for it. Connect. I do want to mention that DeMario Jackson, the guy who was on The Bachelorette and on Bachelor in Paradise, he was cleared of all of his charges.
Yeah.
So... throw that out there.
Reality check fee for that, DeMario.
You was clear.
Clear your name, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Reality exing Balenciaga, who Swiss Beats clapped at them, talking about y'all just going to rip the Rough Rider logo. Like, legit ripped.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, but then you guys are going to say that it's a B instead of an R. But we all know what you mean.
Rider!
And then did you see, like, their bag? There, it's not the IKEA bag. It's a different one. Where, yeah, I'll try and find it.
That, and I'm like sitting here, like, so what's next? Are y'all gonna steal the Wu-Tang W and be like, no, it's an M. No, I'm sorry, y'all. And then to do it the year Rough Riders 20th anniversary, like, y'all need to give them some coin. I'm sorry, they gonna go on tour, and you sitting over here biting their logo. Question.
Tell me what you think about this.
You don't buy your own diamonds because you're stealing off of them.
Well, I can't find it. No.
That's fine. And I'm just going to reiterate, Reality X, Meek Mill. Like, I can't with you, the fact that you were a part of this. And you're on probation. Like, that's the craziest part. Like, what are you as a... I mean, not to even put the pressure of a role model on you, because I doubt that you're ever even, like, you know... I wonder if, like, I'm really making a positive change. Like, I don't think Meek ever has that.
Right.
Did
you see the video of... It was during the BET Experience Celebrity Basketball game where the black girl came out on the field and starts twerking in front of Chris Brown, and Chris Brown kind of entertains it for a little bit and then, like, keeps going. I'm like... Reality X that.
That's why I stayed away from the BET Awards this year.
It's kind of sad, because I did too.
Like, I just wasn't up I wasn't to in, dealing with it.
You have to
it.
Be in the right. Like, y'all don't get it. It's y'all don't get it. It is a lot. And every black person in Los Angeles
that
is
be
downtown.
There.
And you see everything. I mean, you got draws on. Honey, them ain't shorts.
Let me tell you, in the outfits these girls, like,
it's like
seen
All-Star
this
Weekend,
yesterday.
Pretty much.
Yep.
It's All-Star Weekend.
Yep.
Like, I remember when it was All-Star Weekend here in L.A.
Except
I was like...
Except you might see, like, your auntie and uncle out, like...
Exactly.
But, like, y'all, I seen this woman last night. And when I tell you I was worried that she was attacked by a saber-toothed tiger, because the way that her clothing wasn't on her... Like, I thought she was going to perform Turn Back Time at the Billboard Awards with Cher. Like, I was just like... Where are you coming from? Like, where are you going? It had these... two straps, and then it was just two pieces in the front and the back, but one was longer than the other. It looked like something that she tried to make on Project Runway, but they were like, sorry ma'am, you
this isn't gonna work.
How you doing?
Sorry. Black China got into a car accident. Bless her heart.
Bless her
she
heart.
Was
you know,
not
we talk a lot about you girl, but
yeah, she was not hurt at all, but she did file a police report, and I'm like, I hope a Honda didn't hit your car, because you about to... This one, like, because I believe that she was in a...
The white.
It wasn't a Range.
No, it was her... What's the one she'd be driving? I just saw it.
A Rolls Royce?
Yep.
So it's like, dang, like, can you imagine me hitting a Rolls Royce? And I'm like, look, what can I do? Because we don't need to get insurance involved. That's going to be expensive. But look, she got to do what she has to do. And a lot of people on social media was saying, like, you have all of this money. Like, if you were not hurt, then don't file a report. Like, give the person a break. But she did. She was, like, in the ambulance for, like, an hour or so. But she never went to the ER, I don't think. But, yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like, because she has a little, may have more money than the person. Like,
I mean, even me, like, someone accidentally hit me before. I was sitting at a red light and they hit me, and literally I felt it and I got out. And I'm like, did you just hit my car? And it was like this girl. She was like my age. She was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I was kind of irritated, but I wasn't hurt. There was nothing wrong with my car. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, okay, that's
like
whatever.
Like,
so it's kind of like if your car isn't damaged and you're not hurt, then let it go. Like, it's not worth all the paperwork to me.
Not for real.
It's just not. Like, dealing with insurance, all that stuff. Because I accidentally hit a car, too, and they ain't do nothing. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
It was an honest mistake.
I just didn't have my foot all the way on the brake.
Like, and that's what it is. Like, if it's an honest mistake, but let me tell you, in January, this motherfucker drove out in the middle of his thought and slammed on his brakes in front of me, then had the audacity to get out of the car and yell at me, and then had the audacity, because we had the same insurance company, to tell them that I ran a red light, sir. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, always take fucking pictures. Because, true. And take more pictures than you think you should take. Take pictures of the surroundings, where you are, because this man tried to lie about where the accident actually happened. And guess what, boo-boo? Samsung 8, it caught all the tea. Sent it in. But then you gotta watch out for the insurance companies, because then the insurance companies be trying to hold you off for extra. It took me 4 months to get anything from my insurance company.
See, the thing that I did when a person hit the car that was in back of me and that car hit me, I didn't file it with my insurance company. I did everything through there, so that there's like no incident report on my end. Just a little secret for y'all.
Really?
Because
I thought California... Oh, no, you don't. Yeah, that's true.
Show don't.
In Massachusetts, you have to call the police for anything.
No, I called the police because a girl refused to give me her information.
Well, I called the police, and the police were like, this isn't a big enough thing for us.
No, they basically told us. They said that we don't get involved in this, but we're going to stand here, and we want you to ask her again for her ID, and then hopefully our intimidation will make her or be like, oh, my God, and that's what she did. Like, finally, I was like, okay, can I have your ID, please? And then she was just like, she gave it to me literally after I asked her. She didn't even get out to see if I had kids in my car or anything. I went off. I was like, you didn't, like, this is ridiculous. She's like, I was just trying to get to work. I'm like... That has nothing to do with me. Like, you have to get out and take responsibility for this and make sure that everyone in every single car that you hit is okay. Get out the car.
I had a mom hit my...
I was so pissed.
The mirror off my car, get out the car, and was like, oh, it's okay. You have children in your car. Like, no, it's not. What?
That is crazy. Did you hear about the CoverGirl isn't feeling... the easy, breezy, beautiful Thugger Girls.
Stop.
And CoverGirl released a statement saying, like, we have nothing to do with this. CoverGirl, we know you ain't got nothing to do
at
with this.
At all. We know. And you should pry for infringement. Go check that out.
I was like, I'm surprised that CoverGirl isn't trying to sue. But then it goes to my point. Look, I think that it's getting them more, like, publicity than anything. So they're just
I forgot
like,
all about Easy Breezy Beautiful.
CoverGirl.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Because that's what I use now. Y'all gotta... Don't sleep... Ooh, Maybelline Fit Me Reality Check. They came out with so many more shades. And I mean dark shades, y'all. And this is a drugstore brand. And it's only like $8. It's light to medium coverage. Amazing. Check out some YouTube tutorials.
Would you say out of all those brands, Maybelline has been kind of the most... diverse when it comes
inclusive
to shades?
Yeah. They recently just did this, so I can't even give them that credit.
The only reason I say this, because the only reason I know Maybelline is because I was obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Sarah Michelle Gellar was their girl, and they came out with that concealer stick thing or whatever. And I remember back in the day, like,
none
seeing all the different shades, and they had some darkers, but it wasn't like...
No, like, even until recently, there wasn't even a shade for me. Hmm. Like, it was just way too light. So, literally, I would say last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, Maybelline extended their shades. They have really dark, rich ones. Again, only about $8. It isn't a MAC, but it's definitely dark girl friendly. Mm-hmm. And then, if you were looking for a real good highlight, y'all, you have to try out Catwalk. And not only is it's like paraben-free, but it's also cruelty-free. And it's called Catwalk by Elf. It's only
$5. Of course you'd love this.
I said, excuse me, first of all, it's cruelty-free.
She's
and it's
at
called
home
Catwalk.
With, like, Tyler.
It is amazing. It is the best highlighter. And also Ruby Rose. I'm like, when did this turn into like a makeup tutorial? Ruby Rose. I think it's called Ruby
Kisses.
She's been
watching all these Kim.
Honey, if you want a dupe for Gold Deposit, check out Ruby Kisses. They're like the darkest shade that they have for like a highlight. It's amazing. I mean, my makeup might not be beat for the gods today. Neither is my hair or my outfit. But honey, she had a rough day.
Did.
But those are all legit. Check those out. So shout out to, I don't know. It was good marketing on his part. And
Young Thug.
And I'm happy that... CoverGirl isn't trying to take any legal action.
I'm also very excited for the BET Awards tonight for Escape to perform.
Okay.
That's what I'm excited for. I'm here for that.
Are you going to do the after show?
What?
The live coverage?
Of who?
The BET Awards.
Where?
Here.
Nope. I might post the Insta story later tonight on my thoughts.
Right.
After I read something crazy that Ashley tweeted out, because Ashley be having me dying on...
No, I can't watch it. I don't have cable.
Oh, yeah. Ashley be having me dying on Sundays and Mondays, y'all. Because you be watching, like, random shows that
I
it's
do.
Like...
I have my shows that I watch.
I do be watching them, or I've watched it with, like, my roommate, but, like... We have, like, our own tone of jokes for those things. Yeah. So then it's, like, when you be, like, my little internal commentary. Then she'd be picking the perfect gifs, y'all.
Let me just... I want to talk about one more thing. Oh, how did you like that Nicki Minaj I Can't Even Lie verse? Was it good? It was all right, huh?
Do you want me to lie? I'm really here for the DJ Khaled and Rihanna song. That's what I'm here for. And I'm actually really proud of Rihanna for having the song of the summer because, sorry, Beyonce, you weren't shining, winning. All I'm winning. You're probably No, Rihanna's winning right now. She's thick, beautiful, gorgeous, and have you heard that? The Carlos Santana one with the beat?
I thought that was a Beyonce song.
Can you please pull up before we leave Wild Thoughts DJ
Khaled? Oh, Wild Thoughts. Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
I haven't heard it, but I've heard about it.
Girl, wait till you just hear the beat.
We should have intro with that today.
No, we're going to outro with it.
Okay, good. But that kind of gives me... There's a...
It's Carlos Santana. Maria.
No, Charlie's Angels is giving me that too.
Oh, only because I'm singing it horribly.
Okay.
But like, this is it right here. We the best!
How long is a video? Can we just outro with a video?
Another one. Yeah, go ahead. Take us out.
All right, guys, you can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Me and DJ Jesse J.
We'll see you next week. I don't know if you could take it. No, you want to see me naked, naked, naked. I want to be a baby, baby, baby.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dariel Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions or comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. You know this cookie's for the bag.